In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Now, the children are at school, we presume, but we can't take it for granted that they're all at school. You may have children in your home at the moment or in your car, and you mightn't wish them to hear our next conversation. So I'm just giving you that a heads up, but we're going to have a very serious chat with Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com about the targeting of children, and not only children generally, but very, very young kids. This is almost difficult to read, never mind to have the conversation about it, but it's the real world and we have to push on with it. Sexual predators are grooming children under 6 years of age into performing what's obviously described as disturbing acts of sexual abuse via phones or webcams. A charity has warned this. This is the Internet Watch Foundation, and this is the breathtaking bit of this. It has said that it has discovered more than 2,000 remotely filmed child abuse images, and the children, and it would be, and I need to emphasise this as well, it would be shocking, disturbing and breathtakingly alarming regardless of the children's age. But these children are aged 3 to 6. Let me speak to Wayne. Wayne, if ever we needed a reminder to be careful and be aware of what our children are doing online and be aware of our handheld devices and who might be in any way abusing them, this is the time. This is breathtaking stuff, Wayne.
Yeah, it really is, Frank, and I've been reading through this report this morning from the Internet Watch Foundation, and it really raises the alarm yet again on the topic that we've discussed many times on your show about the importance of making sure that the technology in our homes is safe and is secure. And I just want to unpack this a little bit because I think this is an important opportunity to have that conversation with parents this morning, particularly parents of younger children. We often talk about smartphones in secondary school. We often talk about P5s, P6s and P7s who are getting access to smartphone devices from a much younger age. And don't get me wrong, that's concerning. And I don't believe that children in primary school should have their own smartphone. I just want to make that clear this morning. I think that's something that we're starting to see more and more happen, where children in particularly P5, P6 and P7 in Northern Ireland are getting access to that particular smartphone. This is for younger children. And whenever I speak to parents in particular, Frank, particularly parents of younger children, maybe let's say P1, P2, even younger than that, they'll often say to me, but I don't really need to be thinking about online safety just yet, Wayne, because my son or my daughter doesn't have a smartphone. And what those parents are often forgetting is, what about all of the other technology devices in your home? What about the Amazon Kindle? What about the Amazon Fire tablet? What about the iPad? What about your own phone that the young person or the young child might be using when that parent is making the dinner or maybe helping another child with homework? Whenever they pick up your device and they go onto it, it's got a webcam. Your iPad's got a webcam, and there are lots of toys now that connect to the internet that do have webcams. So parents need to start thinking beyond just giving the child the smartphone and starting to think about what other devices are in our house that could put my child at risk.
I'm just trying to visualize the most sinister example here. But surely a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, that age group, they're not going to be able to be groomed to the point of providing some form of photograph unless there is a person of more senior years in the room with them. Surely they can't be taken advantage of. They wouldn't have the knowledge to participate.
The thing about what we need to keep in mind is that, and I know this from, you know, younger nieces and nephews in my own family, you know, children are very au fait when it comes to using technology. They know how to go onto YouTube. They know how to download apps from the App Store. In some cases, those apps may be downloaded by an older sibling who may help them to do that process. They know how to take pictures. Many of, or much of the content that they're watching, even on YouTube Kids, is actively encouraging the taking of pictures, is actively encouraging, you know, creating and going into virtual worlds and creating your character. And we have to understand that some of these apps might seem very, you know, trivial. They might seem they're just a little bit of fun. But there will be perpetrators who are using this technology as well and who are active in these particular platforms themselves and are using it as a way to have conversations, to connect with children, particularly if the technology is being used in other parts of the home where the parent maybe can't actually see what's going on and can't monitor or supervise what's happening on the device. And that's where there are things and there are focus areas that parents can get involved with, particularly when it comes to the supervision, setting up of the parental controls, being aware of how the technology works, putting boundaries in place, managing access and having conversations. This education, unfortunately, Frank, does not start when your child reaches secondary school. It needs to start as soon as you introduce technology and internet-connected devices into your home. That's where the risk starts.
And to reinforce what you're saying, the analysis in this latest report reveals that 2,401 images of children aged 3 to 6 have provided so-called self-generated images on the open internet in 2023. So they did it themselves because they were coerced into doing it. Self-generated images are where a child is persuaded, coerced or tricked by a predator into carrying out acts via a webcam or a handheld device. Nearly 1 in 7 images were category A, the rating it assigns to those featuring the most serious abuse. 6 in 10 images showed sexual posing with nudity. It is hard just to take that in. Any right-minded person would find that hard to absorb when.
Yeah, and I'm a parent myself, Frank, and I've been going through this for the past number of years with my own children who've went from primary school to secondary school with all sorts of different technology, with social media apps and platforms. And I've seen some of the fallouts. I work a lot with families. I work a lot with schools. And there is a huge responsibility here on us all, but in particular as well, the technology companies, to enhance the safety measures that they're building in to their apps and to their platforms to help prevent and detect where children and young people are being exploited online. We're now starting to see artificial intelligence being used more to monitor this type of content. And again, the Internet Watch Foundation is using some of that technology as well. But we also need to get our politicians on board here as well. I mean, we need a more joined up approach here as well. There needs to be legislation action here as well. I would love to see the social media platforms and the technology platforms levied so that there's more funding available for educational programs within our schools. People used to say to me, Wayne, you know, you start the education in secondary school. You now start the education in P1, in my opinion, and you should be starting the online safety education in P1 and P2 and progressing that as the young person gets older and adapting it and making sure that it's relevant to where they are in their educational journey. So we help equip young skills or young people to protect themselves with those skills to be safer in the online world.
Ofcom's research suggesting a third of parents who allow their 5 to 7-year-olds to browse social media, and many parents, of course, will do that because it's part of education. You're looking up something for school or whatever, so a 5 to 7-year-old could be browsing social media. But this is the crucial bit. A third of parents will allow the children to do it on their own. If you're browsing social media, or if a 5 to 7-year-old is browsing on social media, you would expect them to be supervised when doing it. But a third of parents allow them to do it on their own. The only analogy I can come up with is, would those same parents allow those 5 to 7 year olds just to walk across the dual carriageway at any time they like, or have a dander across the motorway? You'll get across. Of course you'll get across. There might be a bit of, you know, car swerving and brakes being jammed, but chances are you will get across, but chances are you won't. And, you know, they, of course they wouldn't allow their children to crisscross the motorway or the dual carriageway at 5 to 7 years of age unaccompanied at any time they wish. So why do they allow them to just have open rein on the internet?
This is a question that I've asked myself time and time again, Frank. You know, education remains important here. There are still many parents who don't have any parental controls in place on devices that they have in their home. We really need to get parents up to speed in relation to what they can do. And there's a lot of headlines out there, Frank. I know this is overwhelming for parents when they see a headline, when they hear it this morning that we're having this conversation about this. They feel overwhelmed. The problem we have at the moment is there's a lot of people who are talking about what's happening and the risks and the dangers out there. But we need to start to delve into the practical things that mums and dads can do in the home. There's lots of fantastic solutions out there that parents can avail of that will help when it comes to managing access, setting boundaries and having conversations. Those are what I call the ABCs of online safety. And if you've got a young person, doesn't matter what age they are in your home, you need to be implementing the ABCs of online safety. Managing access, setting boundaries and having conversations. And those are the things that are going to help keep your young person safer online.
Yeah, and the other rude awakening to reality is the demand that there is for the images like that. It's just, it is beyond belief that there is such a global demand for the abuse of children.
Yeah, it's concerning and it's worrying and it's escalating at an alarming rate. And again, we're seeing that with more AI technology being used, sometimes in fact to pick up and spot these things, but also the AI being used to generate these type of imagery that are circulating and are being used. So that's a worrying concern. So again, we need to continue to have this conversation. We need to continue to highlight this to parents, and we need to help equip parents and young people with the skills to navigate the online world more safely.
Yeah, and it also shows here in this report that sometimes the photographs of children aged 3 to 6 are taken by a slightly older child who's in the room with them. This is sad, sad stuff. Wayne, thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
It's good advice from Wayne Danner at waynedanner.com, but that's as alarming as an alarming a story as I've ever covered, and we've covered child abuse in many ways on this show down through the years. It's 10:30.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.